Janice Sage's career as an innkeeper seemed to be coming full circle when she announced this spring she'd hold an essay contest with her 210-year-old country inn as the prize. In 1993, Sage entered a similar contest put on by the previous owner of the Center Lovell Inn, and she won. This time around, losing contestants are questioning whether the competition was a scam. As Jay Field reports, the Maine State Police are investigating whether the contest violated state gaming laws.
The website for the essay contest has been taken down, but plug Win Center Lovell Inn into a search of the Internet Archive, and up pops a cached version of the site. Have you ever dreamed of owning a country inn and restaurant in New England? Janice Sage asks on the site. After 22 successful years, it's time for me to retire, Sage writes. Now, I would like to fulfill someone else's dream.
To date, we have a total of 10 complaints, give or take one here or there, from both the state of Maine and outside the state.
Sergeant Michael Johnston handles licensing, gaming, and weapons complaints for the Maine State Police, which is now investigating the contest. Participants paid $125 to enter an essay into the competition. MPBN was not able to reach Janice Sage for comment on this story by airtime, but in earlier interviews with newspapers, including the Portland Press Herald and the Boston Globe, the innkeeper said she had gotten fewer than the 7,500 entries she was hoping for, but enough to finance her retirement and part ways with the $900,000 inn. The winning essay, announced earlier this month, was submitted by a couple who owns a restaurant in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Shortly after the announcement, says Sergeant Johnston, the complaints started coming in.
They feel that this was a scam, or that Ms. Sage did not do it according to the rules, that she wasn't faithful to the rules, and that they were duped. They feel it was unfair, and a lot of them are requesting a refund.
A group sprang up on Facebook called the Center Lovell Inn Contest Fair Practices Commission. Two of its leaders did not return MPBN's calls and Facebook messages seeking comment, but in an interview with the Boston Globe, founder Kelly Prass Collins accuses Sage of deceptive marketing practices, telling the newspaper, quote, in short, Janice Sage was advertising a contest for dreamers who would never have the chance to own an inn and restaurant, and then handed the prize to just such a business owner. The winners of the competition, Prince and Rose Adams, could not be reached for comment. Sergeant Michael Johnston, meantime, says the state's investigation will focus on a very narrow question. Was the essay contest a game of chance or skill?
Now, generally speaking, an essay contest is not a game of chance. It's a game of skill.
In Maine, you need a license to run a game of chance. The outcome of such games are outside the control of the contestants, dependent on things like the roll of some dice or the spin of a wheel.
What we're looking into is to make sure that the manner in which this was conducted was, in fact, a game of skill, and that it was conducted in conformance with the rules. It is a very narrow investigation limited strictly to that, because that's what our unit is in charge of enforcing and regulating.
Johnston says the investigation may be wrapped up by the end of the week. He says contestants may want to consult private legal counsel to see if other state or federal laws may have been broken. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.